Thank you and good morning. Tuesday's presidential primary results contained no surprises as local voters cast ballots for three supervisor races, a local bond measure in Hoopa, as well as primary races for president, senator, and congressman. The three supervisor races were over early, as incumbent Rex Bone of the 1st District ran unopposed and retained his seat. In the 2nd District, incumbent Estelle Fennell was an easy winner over Bud Rogers, claiming 76% of the votes cast and more than doubling the vote count of her challenger. The 3rd District race between Mike Wilson and Uri Driscoll was a runaway as well, as Wilson easily won the seat to replace Mark Lovelace with more than 80% of the votes cast. Wilson garnered almost five times as many votes as Driscoll. Measure D, that will raise $6.5 million for infrastructure and equipment maintenance and upgrades for the Klamath Trinity School District, also passed easily with 60% of the vote. In Del Norte County, longtime supervisor Martha McClure, who has been under fire recently for her actions on the Coastal Commission, was defeated by challenger Lori Cowan, and District 1 incumbent David Gitlin avoided a runoff as well by winning a majority of the votes in his district. The county coroner's office has identified human remains that were discovered in Hoopa in late January. Following DNA analysis, the remains were identified as that as 42-year-old Hoopa resident Arthur Ruiz III. On the night of January 28th, a passerby discovered the remains on Redwood Grove in Hoopa. The sheriff's office is continuing the investigation into the circumstances that led to his death. Investigators with the Del Norte County District Attorney's Office are searching for two men wanted on suspicion of rape and kidnapping. The suspects, two brothers, identified as 19-year-old David Lee and 21-year-old Peter Lee of Crescent City, remain at large. The DA's office has posted photos of the two men to the Facebook page. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Jordan Christmas has news from Eureka Police.
A Carlotta man was booked into Humboldt County Jail after he threatened to shoot employees at the VA clinic on West Harris Street in Eureka. Police responded to the clinic and detained 31-year-old Jesse Tyrell Shager without incident. And during a consent search, officers located two loaded .45 caliber handguns inside of the vehicle. Shager was arrested and subsequently booked into jail on a charge of criminal threats.
33-year-old Fortuna resident Timothy Hatton was the first drowning victim of the summer after he was caught in a fast-moving current in the Eel River on Sunday afternoon. Hatton reportedly went into the water to help rescue two children who had gotten into trouble. Kim Kemp of the Southern Humboldt News blog Redheaded Black Belt interviewed Hatton's mother-in-law and reported that Hatton jumped into the river with two others, and he did so fully clothed and wearing heavy boots. Hatton then got caught in the undercurrent and quickly went under. Special service deputies were able to locate and recover Hatton's body about 2 hours after being dispatched to the scene. The two boys who initially got into trouble in the river were pulled to shore safely, and Hatton leaves behind a wife and three children. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills skipped his regular appearance on Talk Shop in May because he was busy, along with other city staff members, planning and executing the clear-out of the campsites in the Palco Marsh. Mills was back on Talk Shop on Monday and provided some background and details about the cleanup project, one Mills deemed as a success, and he also pointed out this was a full city effort, not simply a police operation, and that it may provide a blueprint for other cities to follow.
It'll be interesting to see, as we look at data over the upcoming year, 6 months to a year, if this is portable elsewhere. In other words, can somebody else pick this up and say, okay, here's a good game plan, we're going to implement it. But I want to be real clear, it wasn't just the police department. It was all of city services.
Mills said that the wrangling and planning that went into the operation was never easy, and that there were some heated moments between city officials about the best way forward.
There were a lot of diverse opinions, and we have a very strong group of leaders who sometimes mashed it up pretty good. You know, people are going toe-to-toe and nose-to-nose saying, this is not the right way to do it, or yes, it is. But I think that's what I want of government. That's what I want of our leaders, is people to have these tough conversations behind closed doors and then go out there and march lockstep together, taking care of business in a very thoughtful way. And I think that's exactly what happened.
You can hear the entire interview with Chief Mills and the discussion about the Palco Marsh by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.